Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. This is the Three Good Things Podcast. I am your old pal, Rob Vernon, and it is another beautiful day to have a beautiful day. I hope your day is going well, or is about to go well, or has gone well as you can expect. And if it hasn't, there is always tomorrow. So, last couple of episodes, we've been talking about anxiety and dealing with it, and what it is, and where to find it, and all of that, and why it exists. And also, if we've been paying a little bit of attention, how it isn't exactly what we think it is. Now, how we put things together, how we manage things, how we deal with things is a challenge sometimes, right? It's a difficulty that we it's a difficulty that we engage in, right? To deal with the challenges of our life. And the goal ultimately is to have to minimize drama, to minimize difficulty, to minimize upset, to minimize challenge, so that our anxiety bells don't go off, so that those warning bells don't go off. That's rather the point, at least in my opinion. And so, how do we do that? How do we minimize the sensitivity of our alarm system and the frequency with which it activates? There's no simple one solution to that, right? There's no, there's not a switch. There's no immediate fix. There's no, you don't just say, I want to stop being anxious, and then you stop. Because like we said, it's not a simple thing that caused it. But now that you've identified some of the causes, what are the goals to swing to that other direction? How do you get from A to B there? That's going to be the big question, right? So what does it mean? How do we do it? What is it? How do we get from that? How do we get from this point to that one? And the result or the answer to that is choose to. It can only happen by conscious choice. It can only happen by a decision that you make that you are no longer going to be engaged, embroiled, or otherwise enmeshed or inveigled, if you will, if you don't mind the extra phrasing, to go from that from that anxious point, from the constant sounding of alarm bells, to a peaceful, quiet place. And it will take time, it will take focus, it will take will, it will take determination, and it will take the most critical aspect of success, which isn't strength, it isn't money, it isn't power, it isn't any of these things, it's persistence. Okay? The people who always succeed are the most persistent, period. They get up every day, they get up every morning, they get up every night, whenever they wake up, they go to work, they do the thing, they fix the problem, they activate their lives in such a way that they are able to be successful, right? And when we do that, when we make the decision to get from those, go between those two places, then what it means to us, as people, is that we're choosing to be better at everything we do in our lives, which means better friends, better lovers, better workers, better owners, better all of it, better leaders, all of those things. And it starts by asking ourselves the question, what do we want out of this life? Because it's long, but it's also short, the days pass slowly, but the years pass instantly. It's a crazy thing, but it's true. And so once we make the decision, then the action starts to happen. And once the action starts to happen, that's when things get good and bad. At least for a while. They get uncomfortable for a while. And we've got to let them get uncomfortable. We've got to let them be uncomfortable and do those things. That's what we have to do. And so, to begin, if we decide one morning that we want to go for a walk, if you decide one morning you just like to get up and go for a walk, what does that take? What do you have to do before you can just leave? Begin with something as simple as a walk around the block or down the block or to the end of your driveway, whatever it means. Whatever going for a walk means for you. Leave the house and you want to walk a mile that day. And your goal is to do that, to just simply walk a mile from your house or a kilometer from your house. Two different things, of course, but whatever. If you do that, how do you get there? What does it look like? So do you wake up? Do you brush your teeth? Do you have to use the bathroom? Do you have to, what does it mean to get out and go for a walk? So you do that, you put your shoes on, you get dressed, you put your shoes on, and you go out your door and you leave. And you begin to walk. And then you begin to notice things in nature, and you begin to notice things in your city or in your town, and you pay attention to those things. And it takes you maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes to begin to move, and that movement begets a whole different set of feelings in your body. And so after that, you're like, yeah, I feel okay, things are good, it's a good day today. And you look at your little tracker, if you have one, and if you're lucky enough to have one of those, you say, oh, looks like I've gone about a half mile, I can turn around now, and I can head back. Well, do I want to go back the same way, or do I want to turn around, and do I want to go a different way? Choose. And then you go back, and after you get back to where you are, you know, back home, you get in, you approach your door, you get in, maybe you kick off your shoes, and, you know, leave the outside stuff by the outside stuff, and then what? You're probably not sweaty, it's probably not hot, or if it is hot, then you cool yourself off a little bit inside the house, and maybe fix yourself a cup of coffee, and, you know, turn on the morning news, or read the paper, or if you still get one of those, which I wish I did, but I don't, pick up your device and start reading, that kind of stuff, or catching up on work you might have to do, whatever that is, whatever those things are. You've done the very first in a long positive line of things you need to do to move from anxiety to peace, okay? And that's the goal, really. Initially, I had considered the idea that you move from anxiety to happiness, but that's not it. You move from anxiety to peace. And that's a challenge, you know? So, you've done the very first in a long line of things you need to do to go from that point A to the other to point B. So that means that you have, what's the word I'm looking for here? Chosen, right? It means you've chosen peace. And every day when you wake up, whether you wake up to an alarm clock or not, when you wake up, you repeat that process every single day, no matter what. Then maybe you add another half mile to that after a certain amount of time. And then a little bit more and a little bit more, and you begin to feel better. Now, you know, and it's not to alienate anybody. Maybe maybe you can't make that half mile. It doesn't make a difference. Maybe you walk 100 feet. If you move 100 feet, if you ambulate yourself 100 feet, however you propel yourself through life, go do that. Because even if you can't physically do it and you need the aid of some type of, some type of chair or something, it doesn't matter. The point isn't just to get the exercise. The point is to begin a routine that you can rely on, that you can do consistently and be persistent about, that brings you joy every day. And if that's not going for a walk in the morning, maybe it's maybe it's playing with your pet, or maybe it's something you do every single day. But bear in mind, it's something you have to have ultimate control over. And really the only thing that you most likely have the ultimate control over is your movement, what you do. And even if that means, if you've got a difficult place to, you're in a difficult place to live, maybe it means, walking in, up and down the stairs in your apartment building, or maybe it means, it doesn't make a difference what it is, but find a little bit of a morning routine. We won't even get as deep as, some of the Huberman protocols or any of that stuff, because although that stuff is optimization, we're not looking for optimization. We're looking for what's good right now. What can I lean on this day to feel better about myself right now? And you have to go do whatever that is. Whether it is going for that walk, or making yourself some fresh orange juice, or it doesn't matter. But is there a simple morning routine that turns into a ritual that brings you a measure of peace every single day? Then, once you find out whatever that is, you repeat the process at night. So you find, and it can be a different ritual, it can be a different, it can be a different process every night, whatever you do. Something routine every night. So before bed, take a shower, brush your teeth, whatever it is, you meditate, and then you go to sleep. If this is what you do every single night, at work, on vacation, wherever you are in life, this is what you do. Find different ways to do it, different ways to keep yourself at peace. These building blocks are the very foundation of the transition away from the ringing alarm of anxiety. Right? That's the goal, is to avoid falling into the trap of anxiety and still keeping your wits about you. You see, the point ultimately is that we have a challenge in our lives every day. And the challenge increases with every day that we get to live. Every day that we're around, every day that we exist, that challenge repeats itself. And that means the question is, how do we meet that challenge? You may wake up and just not feel like it. You may hit that alarm may go off, or you may wake up to the sun and your eyes open and you're like, you know what, screw this, I'm not getting up, it's raining, it's cold. Here's the thing, folks. It doesn't matter. You have to do those morning rituals, whatever the weather, now, obviously, that doesn't mean in a hurricane or if it's 60 below outside. No, obviously it doesn't mean endanger yourself for that ritual, for that routine. Find something else to do. Use common sense, right? But also, don't shortcut yourself. don't bullshit yourself. You know when you're bullshitting yourself. I do it. I'm a champion at that shit. You know when you're bullshitting yourself, so don't do it. Don't sell yourself short. You're only cutting yourself off from the success that you might otherwise have. And for no other reason than you're just lazy. Right? So be persistent about your daily rituals and do them every single day, no matter what. If it's hot, get out there. If it's cold, get out there. Dress for it. We have the technology, right? And those days are going to happen kind of a lot. And when they do, you deal with them. You live with them. You embrace those days and push through anyway, because you're doing this for yourself. It's a gift you're giving yourself, not your spouse, not your significant other, not your partner, not your children, not your animals, nothing. It is a gift you're giving yourself because you need to. It's what you have to do. And there's nothing wrong with giving yourself a gift. There's nothing wrong with doing for yourself. In fact, it is the best thing that you can do for everyone around you. Being a happy, successful, joyful self, you, being a good you, means you can be a better you to others. That's the crazy part. That's the thing that people just somehow just don't get, is you can only do good for others if you are doing good for yourself, because you can only be a good father, mother, brother, sister, parents, whatever. You can only be that if you are good inside. And the more you try to hide the fact you're not good inside, the more difficult being a good one of those becomes. And you can't show up in the way that you'd like for them. So being selfish in your maintenance rituals, right? Being selfish in your preventative maintenance is truly a gift to those who you wish to serve in your life, and to be and for those who you wish to be a part of their lives. That's service to them, because you get to make the decision. Hey, you know what? I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. Oh, you are? Well, that's cool, but what does this mean? Well, it means I'm going to do X, Y, and Z, so let's do that. And so the point is that you get to make the decision to show up and do what's necessary for the people in your life who have done well by you and who you intend to do well by taking care of yourself. And more importantly to note, it's the only feckin' way. It's the only way to do it. You can't do it by not taking care of yourself. You can't do it by beating yourself up. You can't do it by running yourself ragged. Because you will eventually break down and not be able to do those things. It's not something anybody wants to hear or even say or even hear, but it's true. You will not be successful in your life if you do not focus on those things that are beneficial to you, that you can be successful in, that you can do every single day. That's just it, right? That's just how it is. I know nobody wants to hear it. I know nobody even wants to listen to it, but it's a fact, right? It's an absolute fact. So you have to be, the best word is attentive to yourself, in order to flip the switch from anxiety to peace. And that's just the first step in a very long conversation about how to manage the anxiety that is in your life, the anger, the sadness, the frustration, whatever is in your life that is guiding you in a negative way, can be addressed in part or can begin to be addressed by these tiny little rituals, these tiny little processes, these tiny little habits that begin to chip away at the shell that you're hiding underneath to reveal who you actually are. Because that's all anxiety, that's all fear, that's all panic and nerves and all of that kind of stuff. That's all it is a shell protecting you from the world. It's a big umbrella that eventually grows to cover your entire yourself. And it means you can't see right. It means you can't see well immediately and into the future. It means no good. It means you no good. So you have to make the decision to begin to chip away at that shell. And how hard that shell is and how thick that shell is determined by how long you've been allowing the world to negatively impact you. Because sometimes people get so far into those shells, so deep into that misery, so sad, so awful, sometimes they don't want to live anymore. And although I understand that, because I have allowed myself to get to those spots, here's the thing. You can't. Life, and I've said this before, life is very common. Life is everywhere. Everywhere around us, we look at the continuation of life. There's, you know, all sorts of trees and bugs and animals and all kinds of stuff. There's a lot of that, right? Life is very common. But we are literally made from the same things the stars are. The molecules and all of that stuff that we're made down, when things are broken down to their most elemental degree, we are as the stars are, as the planet is, as the universe is. We are super common, which is why this is how we evolve, because things are common, not because of one thing or another, but because things are common. And common things, like begets like comes together. So yeah, of course, we've turned into this, right? We're not getting into that conversation today. It's much deeper, much longer, and much more challenging, and I'd like to have it with somebody, not just with myself. But this is the thing. You are made of the same thing that the stars are made of. You are made of, as they say, star stuff. Carl Sagan, I believe, said it. So, and it, the odds of you being you here, now, when you are here, 400 trillion to one. 400 trillion to one. That is ridiculous. Life is common. You are a rarity. Friends, you are a rare breed indeed. There's only one of you. There has only been one of you. There will only be one of you on this planet. Can't talk about the universe, don't know that, but about the planet, you bet your ass. 400 trillion to one. Because not only can you not have existed before, you exist now. You might have existed before somehow, some way, somewhere. But, and if you believe quantum theory, every one of you, every potential version of you has existed in at some place in the universe. But on this particular big blue marble, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, cats and kittens, you're it. You are the one you. That's all. There is not another one. There will never be another one. That's it. So do not deprive the universe of you, and do not deprive yourself of the universe. Instead, live in it. Enjoy life. It is indeed precious. It is as precious as it is common. You have the ability to choose a response to a given situation, and when you choose that response, you have to be able to say, well, What does it mean to me to be successful? What does success look like? You ask that question, and then you answer it. And that's it. Then you take action to physically do what is necessary to solve that problem, to deal with that issue. That's what you do. That's how we live. That's how we exist. That's how we live, thrive, and survive, ladies and gentlemen. This is how we do it. So I'd like to leave you with one thing. Something that will help. Something that will... that may, I hope, help you get from point A to point B here. And that's mindset. How you choose to look at problems, the lens with which you view the challenges of your life, is a specific response to, you know, all of this stuff. How you choose to see things is how you choose to fix things. And if you don't choose to fix them because you don't see them, or see them through as impossible to fix, then you'll never fix them and you'll stay stuck. But having a positive mindset means that you look at everything as though the solution is already in place, as though you've already fixed the problem, and as though you've already done the work, and utilizing the feelings that come with already having done that stuff, you stay positive and you train your mind to be positive. I'll give you an example before I roll out. My mother, God rest her, in an impossible situation, she was a vibrant woman for a lot of years, but found herself in a miserably impossible situation. And I am 100% my mother's son, given the genetics and all of that. There's no question about that. But I am definitely that. But I also know that when I watched her eventual deterioration from diabetes and bad lifestyle and everything else, she kept a positive attitude through all of it. As she sat in the wheelchair as a double amputee, and she kept a positive attitude, surrounded by my father's insanity and all of the hoarding and things that he did, and you know, whatever joy she found, she took it. And the madness, I'm like, just leave, just go, fucking leave this shit, get out of here. I could see it as a kid, I could see it. But she stayed and stayed happy, because she had the... She was as tough as anybody I knew. And because she stayed happy in misery, she stayed happy in sadness. Now, in the look back, it was foolish of her to have done it, because she didn't need to, right? Because she didn't have confidence in herself. So that's part of the problem. But if you are persisting through, you know, a bad feeling or a negative issue or any of that stuff, what you come to understand, or you come to realize, is you have the ability, you have the responsibility. That means the ability to choose your response to a given situation. You can make yourself feel better. You can do it. You can look through you can clear the lenses on the goggles that you're viewing whatever problem and say, I can solve this, and I can do it with a smile. I can do it with joy. I can meet it with happiness, because I am blessed with the knowledge and the capability and the intelligence to do all of these things. I can fix it. I can do it. And if you figure that out, if you make that determination for yourself, ladies and gentlemen, you've started to solve the problem. You are on the conveyor belt that will carry you The positive mindset is the conveyor belt that will carry you through the issues, that will carry you through the strife, that will carry, you don't have to, that's something you can put on autopilot and forget about. As long as you remain positive, your brain will go with you. Your brain will take what you said and how you've said it. If you immediately, when something gets a little bit difficult, or even when something is a little bit challenging, you immediately slide negative, then you are making the decision to be miserable. You're making the decision to be sad. You're making the decision to stay negative, and you're defeating yourself. Everything is a challenge, folks. Every single thing. But if you face all of these things and make the decision to bring a positive mindset to as many activities as you can, bring a positive mindset everywhere you go. It can be a resigned positive mindset. Well, we got to stay positive. Well, we got to keep trying. Well, and I'm gonna be probably straight up with you here. That years as a Cubs fan has taught me how to do that. Okay, until 2016 when the magic happened. Right, so do that today. Address your start whatever that is today, or if it's tomorrow, whatever it is. This isn't an April Fool's joke, ladies and gentlemen. This is truth. Start where you are. Do what you can with what you have, and do it in a positive way. Be positive. Be upbeat as much as you can, because that is the thing that will get you, that will carry you between ringing alarm bells and panic and fear. And once you begin to have these rituals, and once you begin to have these all of these habits, once these habits start to form, and then these things turn into long-term habits every single morning, everything that you do, then you begin ultimately to understand what success means to you and how you show up for everybody else in your life. So find happiness, find joy where you can, and do those things consistently. Do those things consistently that you are able every single day. And you will find yourself on the way to being on the other side of anxiety in very short order. Thank you very much for your time today, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, cats and kittens, friends and neighbors across the fruited plain and around this big blue marble. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate each and every single one of you. 3goodthingspod@gmail is my deal, so please go see it. Send me whatever you'd like. So I get some pretty good feedback, and I appreciate all of you who send things, and some of you I don't appreciate, because you know who you are. But anyway, thank you very much for your time today, and be excellent to each other. Bye-bye.